Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Sup, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Slow clap going. It's Friday. Day after Gary's birthday, we didn't change our clothes.
I got the same drawers on, baby.
Oh. And we didn't change our special guest either. We still got Ed Lover and Lauren Williams in the house.
Yeah.
So it's going to be ultra lit today. We're going to be talking to Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell about their new movie, The House. Plus, our L.A. crew is going to be joining us in a minute. But first, how about a Dish Nation exclusive?
All right.
Now, O.J. Simpson is going to be up for parole in July.
Oh, yes. Damn.
He could be getting out of prison as soon as October 1st.
Watch your white women.
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
Well, we exclusively hear at Dish Nation that one of his first moves when he gets out might be to play himself in a new drama about the botched robbery that got him locked up in the first place.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? OJ got to be the dumbest black man to ever
walk. Thank you.
So stupid.
Wait. What he really needs to do is get with Kris Jenner and relax his nerve and nurture his daughter Chloe and call it a day.
You got a point, Gary. Yeah. You got a point.
So there's this memorabilia dealer by the name of Tom Riccio who's at the center of the case. He sold the rights to the story and it's being turned into a screenplay for TV and maybe even a big screen.
Oh, wow.
So our Dish Nation sources are saying that Tom says Denzel would be his first choice to play OJ, but, you know, OJ will do.
Denzel said, hell no.
Exactly. Yeah. They might accuse him then.
Yeah, but is he going to give us that dry acting he did back in the day with that movie, the comedy? What was that comedy
the
he
Naked
was in?
Gun?
Naked Gun.
Yeah.
He didn't really do much.
Or is he going to give us the acting he did in the courtroom when the gloves didn't fit?
Okay.
I was acting too, yeah.
Moving on, John Mayer did an interview for Rolling Stone in which he revealed that he has given up drinking, but it left a void in his life, so he picked up weed.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah. Something different.
I feel like John may have been smoking weed.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Let's be real. Exactly. Oh, well, he says, I put it where drinking used to go. The quality of life has gone up considerably. Drinking is a con. How much is enough? Now, when it comes to weed, he says, I was always the guy saying that I didn't like altered states. Once you know who you are, then it becomes okay. I totally get that because, you know, I enjoy alcohol from time to time, but I'm one to feel like I don't want to not be in my state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Alcohol is an altered state.
That's what they say.
It is an altered state.
I wasn't really altered states with the weed, but once you know who you are, then that's who you are.
Yeah.
So it's okay because that's where you've been because now you know where you are.
What the hell?
He was high as hell when he said it. When you say it like that, he was high.
New album coming out, John Mayer featuring Method Man, Red Man. That album's coming.
Yeah, they are.
Up next, a guy by the name of Nigel was vacationing on a Spanish island of Mallorca when partygoers started to realize they were in the presence of a celebrity, or so they thought they were. They took to social media to share their pics of Morgan Freeman.
Was he there?
No, it's not Morgan Freeman. It's a guy named Nigel.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. He actually kind of looks like him, though.
He does. From a distance, he kind of looks like. He got a little Morgan Freeman in
there. From a distance, but you got to get real close to do a damn selfie. So you should be able to see that's not Morgan Freeman.
But, yo, the funny thing is on this picture, she put Morgan Freeman.
They thought they were with Morgan Freeman. I don't know who's got Nigel. Now, has anybody ever been mistaken for another celebrity?
One time, I was in Frankfurt, Germany, and I was standing on a corner, and, like, I was in front of this place called the Sex Inn. They dragged me in there because they thought I was T-Pain. This is back when I still had dreads. I had to tell them that I was a police officer in order for them to let me go. They kept trying to offer me drinks, send girls down, and it's like, yo, I don't pay for this.
You know, thought you were T-Pain? Here's the worst thing that ever happened to me.
And you told them that before or after?
No, I didn't.
After the girls and the drinks.
No, listen, I was twisted. I was twisted on them streets.
Already there.
Yeah, so, like, I was easily let in. I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, you know, like, we were just, like, walking around.
And they thought you were playing
games. I didn't try to go to no brothel. Too many people got $50. Like, no. All right, so it's time to turn this party of five to a grateful eight. What up, Heidi, Frank, and Eric?
What's up, Heidi?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Friday living the dream. So, Frank, I heard you got a celebrity love story to rival Romeo and Juliet.
Mm.
That's right, Headcrack. Who says romance is dead? If you haven't been following the Scott Disick, Bella Thorne
thing. Oh, come on.
Thing.
Romance is dead.
You know, they met in Kansas. We talked right. about that. And he was working his way through 9 women at the time. And
okay.
he once even helped Bella put her boob back into her bikini.
Oh, what a gentleman.
What a gentleman.
Great guy.
Yeah. But then Bella says, you know, Scott was, his womanizing was too much for her. She couldn't do it anymore. Well, it turns out through a source that Bella is back on the Disick. They're back together hanging out, and they have an understanding that, yes, they're both just hanging out, but there's no commitment to each other. They can be together, and
friends
they can also
with
be with other people. Well, a source close to the pair said Scott is still hanging out with Bella, but hooking up with other girls as well.
As he
like
should.
Before, he and Bella have an understanding. They're just hanging out, hooking up, and having fun. Now, I did this at one time, too. I was dating 7 women at one time.
I
assigned them to each day of the week. Like, I could go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I never cross over days.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I was going to be honest with these ladies that I was doing nothing wrong. But I didn't offer the information that I was dating other women until they would ask me. So,
really?
How did that work out?
They call me Disick Head now. I was a huge Disick Head.
I don't know how that would work out. Like, if I was Frank's Thursday, Friday girl, I wouldn't know your ass is cheating because you're going to be tired as hell.
And you're going to weigh less.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be dehydrated for sure.
You were skinny.
I was skinny back then. Oh,
really?
Oh. Well, all right, y'all. Now, we all know Miss Coco Austin, honey, is no stranger to stripper poles. But if you want to work that pole, honey, you got to put in the work, baby. Now, that's Ice-T's wife, right?
Yes.
Anyway, y'all, Miss Coco took to the Instagram, y'all, to share these snaps of her doing yoga with her little daughter, Chanel, and it looks like Chanel is as flexible as her mama.
That is cute!
Babies are very malleable.
Babies,
you can, like, bend them.
Yeah, real quick.
There ain't nothing big about a baby being that
I don't
flexible.
Even think some men notice the baby sitting there.
I'm damn right. That is very tacky. A child that grave and good 2 years old and got her legs open. That's not a good look.
It's a yoga pose.
And I think Lauren can attest to this. This is a diaper-changing pose.
Right.
She's doing like
every day.
So
somebody need to change Coco, too?
Thank you, bitch. Now somebody got to change her.
She's got to get her clean, too.
But check this position out, y'all, honey. This is Coco doing the goddess pose, balancing her baby on her hip and using her sister's legs to support her entire body, honey. Now, that's what it takes to work a pose.
Now, that's a good sister. That sister is willing to hold you and your baby
and
up
your
for the
baby.
Instagram life.
I'll say you and Lauren should do it right now.
I can do it.
Y'all should do it right now.
I can totally do that.
Because,
right
Portia,
now.
Coco's ass is just as big as yours, so let's see Lauren hold you up.
Hold me up?
Yes.
No, I was going to hold
her up.
No.
Yeah. Well, I want to see somebody hold somebody up.
I'm not that strong.
Ed just want to see some action.
I was going to say, who's the talented one in that picture? Because it's even if you're Coco holding a baby and your core's got to be strong to balance on your sister's legs. So, I mean, I guess maybe they're both talented, but who's the most talented one in that picture?
The surgeon.
Okay.
All right, so obviously from those pictures, we see that Coco is no stranger to squats and working her booty.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I want to show a hands right now. How many of you are happy with the booty the Lord gave you?
It's inside.
They're all happy about Portia's ass.
Exactly.
Who's raising their hand for my ass? Yeah, we got the
two guys.
All right, for those of you who don't like your booty, you're in luck because there's a brand new product on the market. It's called Squat Magic.
Oh.
Take a look.
Okay.
Introducing the revolutionary Squat Magic from New Image, the first fitness machine ever to help you master the king of exercises and get all the benefits of squats without the struggle.
So it's like a little assist. So you still go down, but I guess it kind of helps you get it back up.
So Heidi, how much is this for the Dish Nation fans?
Right, Dish on deals.
No, it looks like the next thing in Gary's Amazon cart.
Oh, yeah, baby, and I'm going to get mine now.
Gary on the squat mat is going to look like Coco on her sister.
Okay. Ever dreamed of a naked Justin Theroux? I know I have, baby. So, well, honey, your dreams might just be coming true. Find out why next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Let's talk about full frontal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
If it's nudity after this, I'm fine.
Male nudity.
I'm half fine with that.
Half.
The bottom half or the top half?
All right. Here's why we have to talk about it. Because, and it's about Justin Theroux, Mr. Jennifer Aniston. He's on a show called The Leftovers. Justin Theroux's boss has promised the world will get to see Justin's full Theroux if The Leftovers, the show that he's on, gets nominated for an Emmy. So he posted this picture to Instagram, quote, nominate Theroux, and the sweatpants go away.
It's kind of sleazy pimpy, isn't it?
Can you imagine if this was a female? And you're like, you know what? If we get nominated. Now, this did happen, I think I remember, with Modern Family.
Uh-huh.
Where Sofia Vergara said, now, if we win, I will run naked through the set or something. And she said she did it, but nobody was looking. Well, I'm sorry, Sofia.
Everybody was looking.
If you show boobs in the woods and no one's there to see it, nobody saw it. It didn't happen. So do it again.
Now he's weird and pimpy.
Right.
Well, moving on. You remember that movie, The Room? It starred that little boy, Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's a big deal in Hollywood now. He's getting lots and lots more roles. A lot of people know his name now. So now we're talking about him because at the ripe age of 10 years old, he already has a major life regret. And before I play it for you, you have to understand that he is an enormous Star Wars fan.
I saw Harrison Ford, but I never got to see him. I never got to like visit him. And that's like one of my biggest life regrets ever.
I thought he was going to say watching Phantom Menace.
So he's saying he was somewhere and there was Harrison Ford, oh my God, but didn't have the guts to be able to go up and talk to him or say anything.
I think the point is, you're 10 years old, how can you have a life regret? So do you have any life regrets looking back when you were younger?
I think theater was...
You've had a few.
Are we too?
I started doing theater.
Of your biggest.
Well, now we found my biggest life regret right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so Lauren, you got kids, right?
I do have a little girl named Bailey. She's 17 months.
Well, check this out. There's a new app that you're going to totally love. It's Tinder for Moms.
Like, wait, what?
Wait, so they can swipe and have random sex
when
and everything?
When dads don't work for single moms. Like,
this is horrible.
Where's dad?
Well, it's not like that. It's more like for moms to make friends with other moms. The app is called Peanut.
Ooh,
and it's
so cute.
For horny moms that just want to get it popping real quick.
Right.
So the app is called Peanut, and it's supposed to connect moms who have little kids who are around the same age.
Oh. I would love that.
Why?
What? So I can hang out with other moms and we can talk about things.
Exactly.
Like, is your baby 17 months? Is your baby talking? Is your baby walking? Is your baby screaming?
All the answers
out?
To those are yes. No. It's weird.
No, it's not that weird. And it's cute. And you can talk about, is your husband sleeping with his secretary? Because mine is, honey.
You always make the worst out of every story, don't you?
Know? So it also helps connect like-minded moms to be friends who have more in common than just their kids. Like, if you really want to go to the movies and drink wine and stuff like that, it helps you find moms just like you.
You know, and I think they should have one for dads who stay home. I mean, Ed, that wouldn't apply to you because you didn't stay home. But I mean, dads would stay home with their kids and help raise their kids, and men could bond because men need to bond.
So men that have children get to bond with men who have children.
Exactly.
But how right. Many men stay home?
That's the thing.
But, no, but that's for men who got children to bond with other men who got children. Once there's a whole bunch of us, then the strip clubs at 12 o'clock will
Thank
start opening up.
Magic City, they'll have any strip
clubs that have child care on
that's
site.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
No.
So the one for moms is called Peanuts? Yeah. So the one for men's would be these nuts.
I don't want to subscribe.
Well, don't go away, because after the break, Sweet Martinez sits down with the stars of The House, Amy Poehler and Will Ferrell. And I'm already laughing, man. Stick around.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, guys. In theaters today is a comedy I am really excited for. The House, starring Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. Our man Chuy Martinez talked to the cast, and here's what went down.
Alex thinks we can afford tuition and we can't.
We gotta lie. That's what parents do. Because otherwise the kids are gonna realize that we don't know what we're doing.
Welcome. I have a way for you guys to make 4 years tuition in 1 month. Underground Casino.
Are those women's sunglasses?
No, they're tiny.
I feel like a badass bitch.
You guys, we saw the movie last night, and it was dope. It was
awesome. Funny.
We laughed our asses
Thank
off.
Thank you so much.
What's, you know, why do we love to gamble, y'all?
I don't know. Why? You tell me.
I love to gamble because I guess it's in my blood, and my dad loves to gamble.
Yeah, your dad loves to gamble.
So it was passed down.
It was passed down.
Generation.
Yes, generation to generation, I stay away.
I think people find it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there is a chance, a very small chance, that you could win a lot of money or some money, and you usually don't.
And you know, that idea that you can't win if you don't play can be applied to a lot of things in life.
Something fishy going on with those three.
What is the biggest gamble you've taken either in your life or your career? Boom.
Oh, well, I think it's for me to get away from doing comedy and do drama like the movie The House.
Yeah, this dramatic movie, The House.
Film, The House, which was a departure for me.
For me, it was truly, you know, I was playing Hamlet at the Old Globe Theater in London. I was like the most prominent Shakespearean actor of my generation.
Really?
And I was like, you know what? This.
It.
I'm going to Hollywood and I'm going to do comedy. Kaboom, here I am.
Can you give me a line from Shakespeare, your favorite line from Shakespeare?
You can't handle the truth.
That's beautiful. See,
Shakespeare, right?
Drop that beat! Amazing.
All right, amazing. Mama Lyle.
What's the biggest gamble you guys have taken in?
I know yours is when you ran away from the Navy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
When did that happen, Amy?
Like last, what day is it?
It's Thursday.
Then Monday.
Monday.
And let me be clear, yeah. I wasn't in the Navy. There were just some people that were from the Navy and I ran away from them.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So.
Okay, what about you, Will?
I guess the biggest gamble.
Escaping the mean streets of Irvine?
Oh, for sure. Thank you. Have you been to Irvine before?
I have.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Bro, like, I don't even drive through there.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't even go through there.
I don't even drive through there.
Your mother and I will be working late every night.
I just can't help but feel like you're lying.
We love you so much. We're so proud of you. But you need to shut up.
What did you just say?
So hard being a parent.
I'm assuming both of you have children.
No.
No, neither of us do.
Really?
Not that we've
not. Boom, wrong. What other questions do you have? What other assumptions do you have about us, Chewy, that we can disprove?
Do you love to gamble?
No.
Really?
I love to gamble on maybe having children.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the most illegal thing that you've done for your kids that you're willing to admit to the world right now?
Illegal thing I've done
yes.
for them.
Oh, boom.
Funny. Oh, I've pretended they were tall enough for the ride.
That is very dangerous.
Oh,
Amy.
Yeah.
Maybe We've I have.
Done that. We've
Maybe
done that.
I've been like, he's tall enough for
just
the ride.
Just walk right through.
He's
walk
tall enough through. For the
ride. He's tall enough for Splash Mountain.
Yep.
Don't pause.
Yep. Just, he's, don't
right,
stand by. Don't stand next to the
I'm
line. Just go.
I'm Amy Poehler. Yes. Go. Go. I'm Amy Poehler.
Get on the ride.
Get on the ride.
Get on the ride.
Hey, everybody. It's time for... Now, Prada has the most fabulous accessory out there. Every man, honey, needs, honey, a paperclip for just $185.
What does it do?
It's just a paperclip.
Is it silver?
Thank you, Lauren, honey. Now, let me tell you, honey.
You gonna hold my life together?
Well, Portia, it's for every man. Now, it's made in Italy of polished sterling silver. The Prada paperclip is actually a money clip that is available at Barneys.com.
I ain't got $185 in my pocket,
well,
so what I need a $185 clip for?
Damn, Ed, you can't have one. What about your head, Craig?
I can afford it, but that looks lost already. You know what I'm saying? I would rather just throw $185 out the window.
I'm with Headcrack. I'd lose it.
But you already know how the streets work. I already got this bootleg, Joe.
Oh, my God.
This is that Prado. I got that Prado paperclip. paper clip.
No.
I'm letting these rock for five.
The money clip.
Two for five.
Two for five.
I'm in.
First of all, y'all missing the point.
What's the point,
gang? Prada.
Oh.
You should, I all should have one. It's Prada. It's Prada.
But there's no logo on it. Nobody knows it's Prada.
Well, yeah,
no,
it's Prada. It's Prada. Engraved on the paperclip, honey.
When oh, you pull it says out, Prada
when
on
When you
it.
Pull your money out, it says Prada.
You would be the only person who knows.
I'm the only person that knows, honey. I'm wearing Robert Graham, honey. Nobody knows that.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.